You're listening to the Zabe Smart Mortgage Podcast, a podcast show that inspires and educates you about the lending process, what trends we're seeing, how to get the best rate, and so much more. Hosted by Fidel Dorado, team leader for the Fidel Dorado team at Zabe Mortgage Group. Fidel has helped hundreds of people with their mortgages, and now he wants to help you become mortgage smart.
Hey everyone, welcome to the Zabe Smart Mortgage Podcast. My name is Fidel, and I have Jeremy Goodson here from Ascent MI that's going to join us to talk about the four common types of MI and what the benefits are for you.
Basically, we'll start with the who pays for it, right? So there's two types of products, and one is borrower paid, and the other is lender paid. And within those two groups, there are different premium plan options, right? So typically, these days, the private mortgage insurance is paid by the borrower, so borrower paid. And typically, it's paid on a monthly basis. There's two types of monthlies. There's a deferred monthly, and then there's also kind of a standard monthly. And standard monthly is basically is if your monthly mortgage insurance is $150, $150 is due at closing. Only difference. The pricing is exactly the same. Of course, it's still monthly. And then there's the deferred monthly, which is paid in arrears, like your mortgage. So instead of the first $150 being due at closing, it's due with your mortgage payment, right?
Gotcha.
So that's monthly MI. And that is available on lender paid also, but nobody ever does that. And then the second type is a single premium. Now, there's a lot of benefits to using a single premium. Let's say your borrower has some excess money or there's some room for some credits from the lender or from the real estate agent. It becomes a non-reoccurring closing cost, and it's a one-time fee paid at closing, so there is no monthly payment. You're basically just buying it out at the beginning of the transaction. It's a great tool for a bunch of different reasons, and mainly because if you're having debt to income issues, your borrower can either just pay it out up front, or you could actually finance it into the loan. If they don't have some excess money to put into the transaction for closing costs, they can actually finance that single premium into the loan. And I know you've had some success doing that with some borrowers with DTI issues and the like. And then the third type is basically a combination of the two. It's called a split premium, and it's a great tool. Not very many people use it, unfortunately, but it can be very helpful in lowering your monthly payment. And basically, you're putting a little bit of money up front to buy down the monthly rate, so a split. And you can range from 0.25% and all the way up to 2%, and it'll really dramatically lower that monthly payment. And then, of course, back to the lender paid, they typically do singles, and it's something that is an arrangement between the lender and the mortgage insurance company, and it's paid outside of closing, usually from the yield spread premium of the loan.
Gotcha. Okay. So going back to where the single paid and how that works, and I know we've used it a couple of times to really benefit our clients that were having debt to income ratios or just wanted to save overall, right? They did have some extra money. So basically, mm-hmm. The way that works, so we can understand it correctly, is where you have you're paying monthly mortgage insurance, for example, right? And on an average, the monthly mortgage insurance is going to be on there for, 9-10 years or so, more or less?
Yeah, it depends on your loan to value. Private mortgage insurance can be removed. It could be requested to be removed by the borrower at 80% loan to value. And that's based on the purchase price or appraised value at the time of the transaction. So you can easily find out where that principal balance is at 80% on your amortization schedule. And then you could say how many years it's going to be. If it's a 97% loan to value loan, it's going to be a lot longer than if a borrower is putting, 17% down, which, and then in that case, that 80% would come a lot sooner. So it depends.
So let's assume it's a 3% down. 3% down, financing 97%, and the mortgage insurance, just to keep numbers even, is let's say $200 per month as an example. And it is going to be on there for, let's say, 9 years. So you look at the 9 years times 12, and then you look at that, you multiply that times the $200 per month. So you're end up paying, $16,000, $17,000, whatever it may be. Versus the single premium, which is a percentage. And let's assume this client has a 760 FICO score. They're putting the 3% down, and the single premium cost is going to be 2.5% of the loan amount. Loan amount is, let's say, 300,000, 2.5. So you're looking at roughly about $7,000 or whatever it is. So you're looking at paying a $7,000 upfront fee, right? On top of your down payment, on top of your closing costs or different ways that it could be paid versus, you know, paying it over the 9 years, 10 years, whatever it may be, and you're paying $16,000, $17,000, $18,000. So you're saving a good, you know, $10,000, $11,000, $12,000 over the life of the what mortgage insurance is going to be on there for.
And it would probably be even less than that. I mean, with the credit score that you mentioned, it would probably be less than 2.5%. There'd be some good savings there. And it's exactly that. It's a one-time fee that they're not going to have to pay every month. So in the end, in the long run, they will definitely pay less money. So that's important to, you know, let them know. So if they have extra money that they don't need to put into the down payment, it's a great way to go.
I know there was one example that we utilized that here, like, you know, a few years ago, where a client of mine was out there shopping for a mortgage and visited or had a different lender that they were working with, and they just couldn't get him qualified for that extra amount that he needed. Came over here, we went over the different strategies, presented this option to them, and we're able to make it work. Remember that story there?
Yeah, that was great. Yeah, there was they had shopped it around, and there was a kind of a relatively newer loan officer who didn't know about the different premium plans. And when he ran all the numbers with monthly mortgage insurance, the debt to income ratio was too high. And he didn't know that if you finance it into the loan or simply come in with the cash, you could dramatically drop your net payment of the loan and therefore affect your DTI. And you knew about that. And so you were able to apply that and help your borrower, and you won the loan, and they were able to close that, purchase for that house. It was a pretty cool story.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, and there's a lot of examples like that where we just need that extra little push, that extra $5,000 or $10,000 to try to get the client over the hump to make that more competitive offer or get the house that they really are looking for in the area that they're looking for and whatnot. But that's why it's important to understand all the different options that are out there and making sure that what's going to benefit the client, especially in this market where it's so competitive, just any advantage that they can get to make their offer just that much more stronger is going to be well received. So that's something that we definitely need right now.
I was going to say, in the last episode, I mentioned our rate finder and having the ability to show five different premium plans. One could actually be FHA, all on one page. And it's designed so it's can be easily understood by borrowers. And it's a great tool to kind of put it all out there and say, well, here's an option for monthly premium plan. Here's a single premium plan. Here's a finance single premium plan. And maybe here's some split options. And it really gives them an opportunity to kind of, with your advice, think about how they want to, going forward, deal with their mortgage insurance. Do they want to get rid of the monthly, like you just said, for the reasons you said, maybe over time it would cost too much. Or do they want to just buy it out all in the beginning? So it's a great tool to help illustrate some of the, you know, better points.
Yeah, and that's what we have to take into account, like, as well as what are their goals, right? Do they plan on living in the property for X amount of years, 3 years, 5 years? Is that for their forever home? So you don't really want to offer possibly, you know, you want to go over it, of course, and, you know, have them understand if it's something that we're trying to get to a certain level, then maybe we might have to have no choice but to go that route. But if their goal was just, hey, you know, this is going to be our forever home, and or this is going to be a home that we're going to be in for the next 5 or 8 years at the most, we definitely don't want to push towards that program, but we do want to look at it just so they can understand that, hey, you know what, if it's going to be for the reasons of pushing you over, getting you from a 350 to a 365 or 360, 375 purchase price, we may have to utilize the strategy. But if it's going to be for the purpose of, hey, you know, I just don't want to pay PMI, I'd rather do a single premium. But if your goal is to move out after, you know, 5 or 8 years, then it might not be the best strategy for you. So,
yeah, related to premium plans and specifically single, you could do it with monthly also, but we do have mortgage insurance companies also have what's called refundable. So there's non-refundable singles, and then there's also refundable singles. So if you're questioning your borrower and you find out that they're here for short term, maybe 4 years or something, you have an opportunity to put them in a refundable single where, you know, depending on when they move, they'll get a prorated amount back refunded to them when they sell or refinance. That's another great tool. Yeah.
That's a good one. Now the lender paid mortgage insurance. That one is the one where, is it included in, you know, paid through by the lender through whatever compact there is, or what about the interest rate? Is it if you maybe increase the interest rate slightly higher? Is that what you're referring to?
Yeah, that's exactly how it works. You'll need to raise the interest rate for the note in order to get some money back from the borrower. From the lender in order to pay that fee.
Gotcha. Okay. And again, these are just things that we have to go over so that way they understand that it's going to come from somewhere, right? It's got to come from somewhere.
Yeah. You guys can pay it out of your pocket. You don't have to raise the rate. I mean, you could pay it out of your pocket, but that's typically, how it's performed.
There's a lot of good options out there. I mean, just really understanding, and mostly everybody just sticks to the vanilla, right? The monthly, and they don't really take the time to do the research and find out what other ways that there is to get creative with PMI and ways to pay for it and things like that. And that really comes down to just, knowledge base and just sitting back and saying, you know what, I really want to bring more value to my clients, and I have to do more research as a loan officer to make sure I fully understand all the different options out there to bring the those benefits to our clients. At the end of the day, that's what we're doing this for, is to bring benefits to our clients. And so, the four different options, there's a lot of things out there to really help out clients. I'm just looking at these four different options right now. It's exciting to know that there is these options like this, and how to get creative with them and understanding them, so that way that the client can really use those to maximize their purchase power and things like that. So, good stuff. Anything you want to add on about?
That's kind of the most fun part of my job, is being able to help folks like you and kind of come in and talk about transactions and look at the different options. And it really makes it fun when we can make something work when it's not working, before, like in your example with the monthly mortgage insurance affecting the DTI in a negative way. When we can solve those problems with the different premium plans, it makes things really fun for me.
Okay, so that we have some good information right here that we can, that we're sharing with our clients out there, potential buyers, or even people that are looking to refinance that maybe their values are not there, that they want to pay off some, second or third loans and things like that. PMI is not always a bad thing. It's something that it's useful. It can help us. I know that the goal is of course to reduce the payment as much as possible, but we have to look at, the overall picture of everything, as far as there's a true cost of waiting, and the cost of waiting, while you're trying to save, in that time, rates can go up, houses appreciate in value, they can go up, especially in this market. You see how everything is right now. It seems like rates went up, almost 2 points within a matter of a couple months. So the people that just kind of sat in the fence waiting while they were just trying to save some money to get rid of PMI, I think they're regretting that decision now, right? But it's okay. We got to start now. Now that with this information that we're sharing, that you're presenting to us, and hopefully a lot of, not just us, but lenders that are out there, realtors that are out there that are listening to us, hopefully they can pick up some of these, good nuggets here and apply them to their business and bring more value to our clients. So I appreciate it, Jeremy. So, we gotta bring this whole thing to home now. So I know the next couple of things that I want to talk about is, you talked about it a little while ago, when we can get rid of the mortgage insurance and things like that. So here in this next episode, we'll bring you back and we'll touch bases on those couple of things. And hopefully people can understand that, hey, you know what, there is a way to get rid of the PMI on your own. There's a lot of myths out there as far as how you can do it, but we're here to give you the facts. So we'll talk about that right now, Jeremy. So stay tuned.
This has been an episode of the Zabe Smart Mortgage Podcast. Whether you're a first-time home buyer, purchasing your next home, or refinancing, being smart about your mortgage options will save you time and money. Zabe Mortgage Group connects you to the technology, resources, and education to make you mortgage smart. From pre-approval to applying to getting approved and managing your loan, visit zabemortgage.com.